Kim on a Whim.
Kim on a Whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
Day 9 of rejection therapy, and I am going to ask a stranger for $100. My pulse is 127 right now. That's what my heart rate is. And you can see my camera is shaking. This is the most challenging task that I have. According to me, I am really nervous, but I just want to get this out of the way, so let's go. One more thing, my goal is to do this without justifying or saying like sorry or this is a strange request or anything like that. I'm just going to make the request. Excuse me, could I borrow $100, please? That's okay, thank you.
Well, that right there, that video is part of this now viral trend on TikTok called rejection therapy. People are so scared of getting rejected that what they're doing to overcome that fear is they're going up to random people and making strange requests that are likely to get a no. Intentionally, they know that going into it, so that when the person says no, it helps them to process that and they get more comfortable with hearing no, and then eventually they assume they're going to get over their fear. But
I could reject them a lot easier than that. You need to feel rejected, come and ask me. I'll help you.
I think there's a serious fear. It's a trend. It's gone viral on TikTok. I think there really is a big fear of rejection. I mean, you think of like, oh, I'm too scared to ask that boy or ask that girl out.
Yes.
I get that, okay? But I'm talking about even right now as it relates to politics, people are way too scared to show their, in some cases, show their support for Donald Trump or say that they're pro-life or ask somebody, hey, are you registered to vote? Hey, how do you feel about this? They're too scared to even have those conversations because they're so terrified of getting rejected.
No, I think what they're terrified of is not the rejection. They're terrified of being challenged on their beliefs. I think most people don't have the strength of their convictions to stand up and explain why they feel the way they feel, or they've been conditioned by our society to be an apologist for how you feel. And you can't be both. You certainly can't do that and host a radio show, right? I have a radio show where I'm allowed to talk about the news of the day and give my opinion. You're in the same situation now. And I don't think it's a fear of rejection, maybe it's a fear of not getting the positive feedback that you feel like you need for your self-esteem.
Well, I think that I goes hand care. In hand with rejection.
Right. You have to get to the point where you don't care.
I think that as it relates to this job right now, my stance on politics and all of these things over the last maybe a year or so. No, really, I would say it was 2021. It was when I lost my job at KMOV over the vaccine mandate. That really put a fire under my butt and just gave me this boldness that I don't think I had before. But there are other facets of my life where I absolutely am a little too scared to say certain things, or I might shy away or second guess it. And I think that this is such the people, the anxiety. I mean, that is the what was the movie that just came out? Inside Out, right? Inside Out 2 just came out, the animated one.
Yeah. With all the emotions and everything.
And the latest emotion was anxiety. I mean, that is the number one thing I think that you hear. Well, not just teenagers, but I hear it a lot from the younger generation is, I'm so anxious. I have so much anxiety. It's almost as if that's celebrated. But, you know, they talk about exposure therapy, where if you say you have a fear of spiders, you're supposed to gradually introduce yourself to the spiders, and then somehow you're going to miraculously...
Do you just go up and shake hands with them?
Yeah. I think you just eat the spider, actually. And if you eat enough spiders, they say you're not going to be scared of them anymore.
If my daughter's listening right now, she's screaming at the radio, chicken crap, because she's scared to death of spiders, and she runs the other way.
You know what I tell myself?
And she's almost 30.
When I see a spider is I'm like, okay, you know what? Just picture Charlotte's Web. It's a cute little spider. It can talk. It's really sweet. It doesn't want to hurt me or run under
the
fridge. You know, the worst is when you try to kill it and it runs away no idea where it went.
My wife was describing that about a camping trip she took without me with my daughter before I arrived and met up with them. And they saw a spider in the camper, a bug. And she said, I said to myself, I've got one chance to get it, because if it gets away when I go for it, neither of us will sleep a wink tonight, knowing that it's in the camper somewhere. I'm like, it's more scared of you than you are of it.
Yeah, you can tell me that a million times, but I'm still going to be scared to kill it.
So back to your point about, I mean, this is about people needing some sort of affirmation, in my opinion. Like Stuart Smalley on the SNL skits. You're good enough, and darn it, you deserve it. It's that kind of thing that if you're this fear of rejection, and maybe it's because of the way you were raised. I don't know. Were you not raised with the confidence to go out and face the world?
I think that even if you're raised like that, I think that just the way that things are right now, I think people are terrified. I think social media is also created this weird phenomenon where people were so obsessed with likes and comments. Remember that even at one point, I think it's still in effect, Instagram took it off where you don't see how many people like a certain picture. You just see, let's say you liked it, it would say Mark Cox and others like it. And I think it was because people were so fixated on getting a certain number of likes, and they were almost falling into a state of depression if they didn't get the reaction that they were hoping for, which of course would be then a sign of rejection.
And it gets back to the keyboard warriors. I saw a quote that was attributed to Mike Tyson. And I don't know if Mike Tyson ever said it or not, because I've seen quotes attributed to Abraham Lincoln that I know he didn't say on Facebook. But it said, the biggest problem with social media is that you can say whatever you want without getting punched in the nose. And if you got punched in the nose, you probably would have thought twice about saying it. So there are a lot of people very bold on social media, but not face-to-face.
That's what they need to invent.
We have circumvented that personal interaction, right?
Right. They would never have the guts to say it to someone's face.
In many cases, they would not.
They need to have a hand that comes out and pops you right in the face if you say something that is deemed so stupid.
I've always heard everybody needs to get hit in the nose at least one time, because it'll make you realize that, yeah, while it hurts for a few minutes, it makes your eyes water, you can live through it.
Well, I got hit in the head with a plastic guitar, if that counts. Last week, my son, intentional, but he was
say,
playing with
what's
it.
Michael
yeah, not
doing?
Michael.
Smacking you around with
right
guitar
in my nose, and it had a little bruise. It's still a little sore this morning. So I'm going to say that that's my version of that.
Okay.
It doesn't feel great.
No.
But people really do. There are so many people who need a fire under their butts. And again, I'm still working on it in some areas of my life, but it feels so freeing to just say what you mean. And to your point, I think there's a lot of people, I agree, that are not confident in their stance on something, right? So if they're too scared to be challenged on it, so therefore they don't even stick their neck out.
And the difference right now, if I can make a commentary on the political season we're in, is that it's the loony left that has no problem putting hateful things out there every day about Donald Trump. I was talking about this the other day with a Facebook friend of mine who I adore her personally, but she is absolutely swallowed the Kool-Aid and is crazy and has Trump derangement syndrome to the extreme. And I just want, you know, I want to take her and hug her and tell her it's going to be okay. I survived Barack Obama. I survived Sleepy Joe Biden. You'll survive another term of Donald Trump. It's not the end of the world. It's not the end of democracy. Put on your big girl pants and get over it. I don't care if you don't like his tweets. We need somebody in charge of this country and somebody world leaders are going to respect. But the left they have no problem putting that out there. But people who are going to vote for Trump are less likely to go on social media and defend him on their personal Facebook page.
Right, which is why I think that a lot of these polls are off and the support is underplayed for Trump, because I think there's a lot of people who are far too scared to put a sign in their front yard that says Trump.
Yeah.
They just are.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
Be
and
bold.
That's a shame.
Speak out.
Be bold.
Be
put
confident.
Up a flag like I did.
Ruffle some feathers. Respectfully ruffle some feathers.
I absolutely. It's a good point. Come on, people. Stand up. Wake up. Come on. All right. Coming up in the next hour, we have Dinesh D'Souza. The Dinesh D'Souza is going to join us. He's got a new movie out based on a book he's written called Vindicating Trump. We're going to get him on here at about 6:35. We're back in just a minute.